This is Cindy, but I'm going to informally introduce her as I get on in my little talk here. But in the meantime, this is Cindy. Okay, we've got a couple of things that, you know, we have no announcements except the MC decides whether or not we can have an announcement. So we're going to have a couple of announcements because I'm here. All right, I want to let you know that one of our wonderful full-time members, Helen Dean, is, and she doesn't want you to sing. Please don't do that. She's going to have her 97th birthday tomorrow. Where is she? She's right here. Put your hand up right there at that table. Okay. Yay, girl. Right. We're going to all, we'll aspire to that. So let's remember Harriet's granddaughter, Jenny, and Mary's Jenny's daughter, Mary. Remember them and everyone adversely affected by Irma. Let's do that now. Just a few minutes of silence. All right. Thank you. It's good to take a little inventory and be quiet for a while we get started and start to think about what's going to happen for us this morning. It is going to be fun this morning. This lady is fun. The book exchange table is set up. Jane Fehrenbach started us off with a box of her books. So take anything that speaks to you, and the next week, if you have any books, bring them if you want to share. Okay, we have the restrooms are over here. Please take a time now to turn off your cell phone. Thank you. And then I want to tell you how Cindy and I became acquainted. Cindy and her husband Jerry, who's right over here, they're rather new to the Word and Life community. I just say that. And it seems like a good match. They want to share in our journey inward with us, towards the mystery. And because we made 11 new name tags this time for this session, it seems like others are interested in joining our dance toward inner wisdom. Yes, for the 11 new people. Woohoo! Cindy and I became acquainted specifically by taking a weekend car trip adventure a couple of months ago, a year ago, to Oakland to see Matthew Fox and his ecumenical mass. That was a wonderful experience to get to know each other, and then we became further acquainted at St. Anthony's Community. And it was there I became aware of Cindy's ability to present a well-thought-out homily in a quiet, heart-reaching manner. One morning after Mass over coffee, Cindy and Jerry were exuberant about the weekend they had both experienced with Richard Rohr in Albuquerque, attending the conference on his brand new book, The Divine Dance. That's the book that we're looking at now. So that conversation gave me the idea that you see coming to fruition right today. Cindy is here today, and Jerry will be with us October 19th. He'll be our presenter then. Okay, now let me acquaint you with Cindy. Cindy sent me this, and when I got it, I had to smile because it was akin to the gospel lineage story. You know, the beget, Matthew 1 and Exodus. Okay, here's Cindy's beget and begot. Dr. Grandma Cynthia was born in Santa Monica, California. Her father was a third-generation Irish Roman Catholic and worked as a newspaper man in Los Angeles. Her father's great-grandmother, this is beget and begot, was named Susan O'Connor. She had 19 children before, during, and after the American Civil War. Cindy's mother was of English, Scandinavian, and Eastern European descent. Her ancestors on her mother's side came over from England as Latter-day Saint immigrants. They were Mormons. Okay. Her mother's father, with his three brothers, founded a town in Idaho called Driggs. That is the beginnings of her beget and begat. All right, Cindy grew up in a working-class, multicultural, but mostly Jewish neighborhood in Los Angeles. Being a full-fledged city girl, she naturally married into a Buddhist and Methodist Japanese American family from Milwaukee, Oregon. I think we can say she has inclusive credentials, can't we? For 20 years, Cindy served as a Roman Catholic campus minister at Occidental College for 9 years, at El Verno High School for Girls in Sierra Madre for 2 years, and then for 9 more years at the University Catholic Center at UCLA. So she has walked the walk and talked the talk. She has degrees in social work, in leisure studies. I want to hear about that one. And educational administration from Pierce Community College in Arizona and in Arizona State. Her doctorate in ministry was conferred on her by cell phone in 2016 while riding the Canby ferry boat crossing the Willamette River in Oregon. Lots of fun with this lady. On September 24th, coming up, she's going to be ordained as a Catholic priest at St. Anthony's Community in Santa Barbara. In the Catholic Church of Antioch tradition. She's been married to Jerry Yoshitomi for 40 years. They have 2 grown children and 2 grandchildren.
48 years.
I should have asked him. He knows. Needless to say, she has learned to live and practice in the world of in-between. And as Richard Rohr says, that's the liminal space. So this morning she's going to lead us into Richard's divine dance. So it's time to stand and bestow our word and life blessing on Cindy.